Matt Saunders, 2326 Parfridge. Only until he's painfully obvious at the last meeting that you're just trying to set up Alderman Saunders to resign. You carried the water of the last mayor, now you're carrying this one. We were represented by the people. That's who you represented. It'd be nice if you start doing that. I know you're going to try to censure her again tonight, and you brought proof, so I'm assuming the five accusations that you made are going to be shown to be true. Her causing staff to resign, is that your opinion, or do you have proof here? Also, when did she create a hostile work environment? You know, you're right, Brentwood does have a bad reputation, but she didn't create it. She didn't create it at all. It was created by the employees, and it was summed up in the state alderman. In the state audit, Alderman Saunders did not create that reputation. She only brought it to the light of day, and many citizens think a lot more bad practices would have been exposed had you supported a bond we citizens paid for, or if you had been an accountant concerned with details in support of the forensic audit. Troubling behavior, reaching out to other cities, really? She's trying to make herself smarter, bring best practices to the city, and that's a problem? She does represent Brentwood. She represents Ward 1, and you guys want to shut her down. I'm sorry, I just don't understand that. She publicly disparages the staff. Let me tell you how you publicly disparage us citizens. You told us we have no right to know what our financial reserves are. You say good financial reserves are 1 month. Now, come on. You know better than that. You were willing to gamble $60,000 of the citizens' money when you wanted to move forward on a Hanley Industrial project, and they hadn't even committed to the $60,000. Yet you called us all short-sighted because there was $900,000 we were getting from other sources. I was just curious, do you gamble your own money away that easily? As a CPA, is it smart business practice to have four people on the pension board who will actually receive the benefits? That defies all common sense, and my guess is that's not considered a best practice. It just doesn't add up to the fact that a pension majority vote can be reached by those who receive the benefit. That's an insult to the citizens who fund the pension. We deserve a more qualified watchdog situation than what is in place. And it is, again, that's the type of behavior and lack of oversight that got us into trouble before. So, and then I'll ask you, Alderman Plofka, what are the punitive demands that she's asked for? I asked Bola twice when these accusations came up before. Show me something. She never did. She never came with anything. So this isn't anything new. The past is what got us here. Saunders didn't create the past. We were taken advantage of by people we should have been able to trust the most, public service. And still some of these same folks responsible for that continue to work for Brentwood. It's sad to see that you were so easily swayed without going back and watching all the videos of her challenges trying to represent the citizens of Ward 1. And my question, too, is how is she affecting any individual's job performance? Let's face it, it all appears around the compensation of employees. What all of you don't seem to understand is you are supposed to watch for our citizens' treasures, not to use the money to make sure employees like you, which is exactly what it looks like you're doing. When I hear mention that we pay well above the scale in order to bring the best and the brightest, again, it doesn't make sense. We have the worst state audit, the worst one the past auditor ever said, and yet we're paying the best and the brightest. One and one does not equal two in there. It just doesn't. The employees who violated state or local laws by turning in false time cards or using city credit cards illegally have no right to expect citizens still bruised over those actions to move on. Many haven't and still have a hard time coming to terms with, once again, trusting our public servants. The citizens are also aware that every year during the annual audit by an outside firm, recommendations to shore up financial weaknesses were given to them. They were ignored.
Mr. Saunders?
Yes.
It's been 3 minutes. Can you wrap up?
Well, no, I'm going to have someone give me their 3 minutes. Martin Cohen's closes going to give me. I'm almost done. The citizens can't look the other way because this thing of being taken advantage of is still in place. It will be a long road before the past is forgotten. The most important thing you guys need to remember is the only person capable of stealing someone's integrity is the person themselves. All of the employees who willingly crossed the line had the option of standing up and saying, this is wrong. The public servants sacrificed their integrity on their own. The citizens did not take it from them. I've said this before in a meeting, and I'll say it again. The world's greatest leaders, perhaps stated best by King Solomon, one of the greatest treasures is being surrounded by consultants, and to always make sure there are those that disagree with you so that you think of all opportunity available. It's okay to disagree with Alderman Saunders. It is just sad.